I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. Hi, and welcome to the very first episode of Get Real on Get Hired. It's going to be a new format kasi we have really important news for you. The Get Hired Podcast is now going to be a weekly podcast. I know yung iba sa inyo nabibitin kasi we keep talking about just yung mga job interview questions. And I know most of you are asking then for career advice, kung paano sa opisina. And of course, yung mga real issues that are pertinent sa panahon ngayon. And dahil itong unang nating episode, we're going to talk about something that's really, ano ba, fraught with controversy itong past week. We're going to talk about yung 37K or 60K na starting salary. That's going to be the topic of this episode. Alright, and again, this is going to be a new format. First ever na Get Real on Get Hired episode. And because new format, meron din tayong new co-hosts, I'm going to introduce you to, well, her to you na lang. Her to you, this is a very important person pagdating sa Team Laika. We have Miss Zandy. Zandy?
Hi, Coach Laika. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yes, kunwari guest ako. Pero para sa mga hindi nakakaalam, hi, I'm Zandy. I'm Laika's business partner sa Team Laika. Pero before, ang industry ko ay nasa marketing, influencer marketing, digital, etc.
Alright, so basically I've been creating content, educational content, motivational content for nearly for free, actually, for years until Zandy came in and started plugging the holes, making it possible for me to sustain yung entire advocacy for this past few years. Kaya, yan ang magic ni Madam Zandy. Pero, dahil si Zandy ay nasa field na rin working for a long time, and I know a lot of you guys want to get to know her as well, siya na lang yung gagawin nating co-host for now dito sa Get Real on Get Hired. Titingnan natin if you enjoy this, no? Kung maraming makikinig. At saka sabihin nyo na rin sa comments kung gusto nyo bumalik si Zandy and for you to get to know her better.
For now lang.
Well, we'll see, we'll see. I think they'll have fun naman din. Pero as a bit of an introduction, yung issue dun sa 37K tsaka 60K, ano ba nangyari dun, Zandy?
So okay, sa mga walang Twitter, feeling ko kasi sa mga may Twitter, aware na sila sa nangyari. So merong hiring manager na nag-tweet nang nag-offer siya ng 37,000 pesos na starting salary sa isang fresh grad. Pero itong fresh grad na ito ay tinanggihan yung 37,000 na starting salary dahil sa kanyang educational background. So ngayon sa episode na to, pag-uusapan natin kung ano ba yung opinion ni Coach Laika sa issue na ito. So Coach, ano bang masasabi mo doon?
Ayun, so talaga nag-guest co-host tayo para siya yung magtanong ng question. Pero hindi, magsasabi rin si Zandy ng take niya dito. So feel free to interject, Zia. Alright, sa akin, yung 37K or 60K issue na yan, again, it's all about yung perspective. No? We're going to talk about, sabihin natin, three people dito sa conversation na to. Okay, una, yung hiring manager who decided to tweet about it. Pangalawa, yung aplikante na tumanggi dun sa 37K kasi gusto niya 60K yung kanyang first na salary. And yung pangatlong tao, which is wala siya talaga dun sa unang interaction, yung USD student, tama ba? USD student who said yes to the exact same position for the exact same amount.
Mm-mm.
Na sa kanya napunta yung salary na yon. Okay? So again, three different perspectives. I think it's very important eh. Pero before we do that, quick question na muna, Z. Ikaw ba? Kung fresh grad ka, 37K, is that okay na for you?
Oo. Kasi maaga ako nag-start sa industry kasi nag-stop ako, nag-LOE ako ng college after 2 years. Tapos nag-work ako as a personal assistant. At wala pang 5 digits yung offer sa akin noon. At kinagat ko yon.
Yung offer, hindi yung boss mo?
Yung offer. Baka magkaroon ako ng hit sa NBI kung kinagat ko siya. Pero kinagat ko yung offer na yon.
Ayun nga, I guess kasi nga, di ba, iba-iba ng perspective. Now, again, we are not here to judge yung Atenista kasi, i-mention na natin, yung Atenista who said no to 37K. But I guess we need to talk about, yun nga, yung pagkakaiba lang ng sitwasyon ng lahat. Kasi, I guess looking at yung mga retweets at saka yung mga comments at saka response ng buong Pilipinas dun sa viral tweet na yon, makikita mo talaga yung pagkakaiba-iba ng pinanggagalingan ng mga tao.
Yes.
I followed it up actually with my own tweet, pero poll type siya. So sabi ko, anong okay na starting salary for you? Is it 20K to 30K, 30K to 40K, 40K to 50K, or 50K plus? And almost half of the people who answered said na okay na sa kanila yung 20K. So ano yung sabihin nun? I guess that the amount na hinihingi ng isang fresh grad as their starting salary, iba-iba talaga siya sa tao, iba-iba siya sa industry, and higit sa lahat talaga, iba-iba yung pangangailangan.
Mm-mm.
Kasi like you said, di ba, ikaw, when you were looking for that first job, ano ka eh, kumbaga, you really needed that. You needed that gig. So, for sabihin natin low amount, you would say yes. And hindi pa natin pina-factor in yung provincial rate. And a lot of you tweeted then about that sa akin, no, na parang dito sa probinsya namin, yung 20K, ano na yan, malaki na yan kasi may provincial rate tayo, which is way lower than yung rate sa NCR. Mm-hmm. So again, these are other factors. Now, balikan natin yung Atenista, no? I guess it's easy kasi to say no to a 37K na starting salary if you have your home, di ba? May mauuyan ka namang bahay. Wala kang paaraling kapatid. Wala kang ipapagamot na nanay. Wala kang pamilyang bubuhayin. Pero if you're just a regular, sabi natin, na fresh grad off of any university, kahit sabi natin, big 5 university pa yan, pero meron kang mga responsibilidad to provide for your family, 37K could actually be a reasonable na amount na yan to start. Nung ako, actually, yung first ever job offer ko, 17K eh. This was in 2011. Malaki na yun nung time na yun for me, ha? As in, nagulat na ako noon na parang, uy, malaki naman nung starting offer.
Malaki talaga yun kasi anong year pa yun?
Oo nga naman, so okay, 2011. But again, siguro kasi at that time, hindi lang naman ako, sabi natin, graduate ng college, may mga work experience na rin siguro ako noon. So again, looking at it nga, depende talaga sa tao yung value ng money. So sa kanya, 60K, di ba? Yun yung pinaka-baseline niya kasi allowance niya lang, sabihin natin yun, allowance lang yung 37K or hindi nga yun sabi na hindi pa umabot sa tuition nila sa Ateneo.
Yes, kasi I think marami rin nag-tweet na more than 37,000 ang starting salary nila kasi yung living expenses dito sa Manila, kung sa Manila man yung company, sobrang laki. So yun nga, nakadepende siya sa tao. Kung Ateneo graduate ka, of course, binayaran ng magulang mo yung tuition. At kung nag-iisip ka sa ROI, walang-wala yung 37,000. Ilang taon bago mo mabawi yung tuition, miscellaneous, baon, etc. mo doon sa work na yon. Plus, siguro bigyan ko na lang din ng benefit of the doubt yung humingi ng 60K starting salary. Siguro gusto niya rin mag-start ng buhay niya.
Yeah, na independent.
Yes. Kasi kung, yun nga yung sinabi mo kanina, may mga tao kasi na may mga kailangan pang paaralin, kaya nagmamadali. Again, kung kaya mo naman sa sarili mo na mag-no, ano, siguro magpapasalamat pa rin sa'yo yung mga fresh grad na naglumalaban na, kailangan bayaran niyo kami ng patas, ganito ganyan.
Well, again ha, yung pinag-usapan lang natin sa 37K na figure, alam natin, kumaga, sa, again, standard of living, etc. Hindi pa rin yun ganun kataas.
Mm-mm.
Pero we have to be, sa akin ha, grounded kasi ako talaga sa katotohanan ng buhay, nabibihira rin makakahanap ka ng company na mag-offer ng 37K sa starting pay ng isang fresh grad. As in, yun ang realidad ng sitwasyon. So how do we, again, fix the entire issue? Sa akin, ang legislation pagdating sa sahod, ang execution pagdating sa pagsunod sa ano yung dapat yung tamang sahod, nasa ano yan eh, nasa mandato yan, I feel, ng government, di ba? Ng Department of Labor, ng mga senador, kongresista natin, di ba? Kumbaga, i-revisit natin magkano ba talaga dapat yung minimum wage. So, naiintindihan ko yun na ibig sabihin, hindi ganun kadali na baguhin yung sistema. Kasi systemic change yung pinag-uusapan natin eh. Now, second factor dyan would be, ano talaga yung real na case pagdating sa mga kumpanya dito sa Philippines? Kasi let me just say it, ano, one of the things na natutunan ko talking to my relatives who work abroad or even my friends who work abroad. Sa kanila, kapag per orang trabaho or per hour, medyo mataas ang bayad. No? Kahit anong klaseng trabaho yan. But yung oras na yun, susulitin nila talaga. Kasi susulitin nila yan sa'yo. Pag sinabi na 1 hour yung trabaho mo, isang oras talaga yun, nakatayo ka talaga, nagtatrabaho ka talaga. Mm-hmm. Hindi pwede yung patambay-tambay, pa-chill-chill, di ba? And alam natin, again, this is not a generalization, no? Hindi naman lahat ganun. Pero in a lot of companies, di ba, papasok ka ng, sabi natin, alas 8, 8 to 8.30, hindi pa masyado napapakinabangan yung mga workers eh. Nag-ano pa yun, nagme-makeup pa, di ba? Nag-unpack pa ng gamit. Sa BPO, hindi ganun. Kasi di ba, iba yung standards sa BPO. But any one of you who has BPO experience, you probably understand what I'm talking about, right? May oras ang break. Di ba? Hindi ka pwedeng basta lang mag-wiwi ng basta-basta. Now, in other companies, hindi ganun. So, if you look at it na parang hihingi tayo ng this amount ng sahod sa mga kumpanya, you also have to provide yung level ng, sabi natin, professionalism na hinihingi ng ganong klaseng sweldo. Now, eto na naman yung isang reality check dito. Meron naman talaga na mga kailangang bayaran ng husto na yung mga nasa pabrika, di ba? Sila yun eh, yung literal na 16 hours, 8 hours nakatayo. Pero hindi sila binabayaran ng enough. Doon na, again, doon na papasok yung role ng government. Role ng legislation. Role ng mga ano enforcers sa pag-examine. Kasi di ba, inaano naman yan dapat eh, binibisita yung mga pabrika na yan, tinitinan yung estado ng mga workers nila. Pero di ba, minsan, pag hindi pa na-expose sa investigator, hindi pa malalaman na ganun pala yung nangyayari sa workers. So again, all of these things have to work together to ensure na maayos yung buhay ng working class here in the Philippines. And until then, ganito yung mangyayari, sa tingin ko. Ganito yung mangyayari kasi anyone who can afford to say no will say no. And those who can't afford to say no will really even be grateful dun sa ganung klaseng amount. So, anong gagawin natin? Now, one of the things na gusto ko rin i-bring to light would be this. There are comments din on Twitter. And again, this is just my own personal opinion, no? Who would say na dapat kasi tanggihan eh. Dapat, kumbaga, collectively, lahat ng fresh grad would say no to 37K para bayaran lahat ng mas mataas. Now, again, in an ideal setting, no? Oh, totoo yun. Kasi that's the meaning of protest, eh, di ba? Kumbaga, if there's a standing protest na hindi kami gagamit ng iboboycott namin yung sabi natin isang product, di ba? Lahat tayo iboboycott natin isang product. Ganun yung ano, totoo yan, it's peaceful non-violent protest. Parang ganun yung format nung lahat tayo mag-no to 37K na starting salary or sa mababang starting salary. Kaya lang, again, balikan natin yung realidad. Hindi kasi lahat pwedeng ganun kasi kailangan magbayad na sila ng utang. Ibabatake na yung bahay nila, may anak silang may sakit, may kapatid silang may sakit. So there literally are people who would be hurt sa ibang level if we collectively say no sa mababang unang sahod.
Up, wait lang. Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast.
So, hindi siya ganun kadali. But again, ako kasi, I've said this time and time again, Zina. Parang sa akin, ang long-term change is usually slow.
Mm-mm.
It's a painful process ng incremental maliliit na pagbabago. So, nandun tayo sa point na yun eh. Na parang, ano yung pwede kong gawin? Now, let me say my pact, no? Sa akin, as much as possible, kung may kakayanan ako, magbabayad ako ng mataas.
Yes.
Alam ni Zian, when she started working for me part-time, ang tawad ko sa kanya pataas. Actually, sa lahat ng mga employees that I personally hired, ganun ang usapan. So, kung tatanong ko sa kanila ng expectations ninyo, if I feel that it's too low, I would increase it. Or overtime, pag maganda yung performance niya, taas. I'm the type of person who's like that. Kasi alam ko yung feeling eh, na yung parang, nako, this person deserves so much more. So, ganun yun. Kaya kayo rin, if you're listening to this and you have your own business, di ba? Pay your people right. Hindi enough yung sasabihin natin na nung panahon ko, tiniis ko rin naman yan, di ba? Parang tiisin nyo rin yan. Like, if you want to change something again, the change has to start with us. Now, for those who can say no sa mababang sahod, edi keep saying no, di ba? Para, again, madala sila. Kasi, hindi naman ano eh, eventually, darating sa point na pag wala kang makuhang okay na empleyado, itataas mo rin naman yung sahod para makakuha ka ng quality na applicants, sabihin na natin. Now, another thing is, again, this podcast. Yun naman yun, like, this is our attempt at upskilling you, at giving you enough skills to communicate your worth sa companies para you can find a job that's a good fit for you. And if you find a job that isn't, at least may options ka. Kasi hindi ka na desperado to say yes to any opportunity that you get along the way. Now, lahat tayo dapat magbago dito. Lahat tayo dapat mag-improve. Well, lahat tayo maliban dun sa Atenista siguro kasi meron siyang kakayanan to say no. But again, yes. No judgment there ha. Again, yun ang realidad ng buhay niya eh. And hindi ibig sabihin na yun yung buhay niya. Eh, masama na yun. Or anyone, parang better or not. Ang pinag-uusapan na dito is, again, perspective. Iba lang yung perspective. Actually, kung tatanungin ninyo ako, sinong mali dun? Isa lang ang mali dun. Yung hiring manager.
True!
Yeah, it's just that. I mean, kung iisipin mo, no, again, these conversations usually stay within the room. Kasi nga, we understand yung load nung tweet na yon, di ba? Na parang ang pretext kasi or ang dating kasi nung tweet is parang how dare you, di ba? Parang how dare you say no to 37K just because Ateneo graduate ka. So, yun yung, I guess, mahirap na side nito mga bagay na yun. So, malalagay ko yung sarili ko sa perspective. Again, tatlong tao kasi pinag-uusapan natin. Mapag-usapan na natin yung Atenista who can afford to say no. Yung tao who can't afford to say no. And now, yung hiring manager. The question really is, ano yung intent?
Mm-hmm. Pero coach, sige. Usapang hiring manager. Gusto na, kunwari may nag-apply sa'yo dati nung hiring manager ka pa. Gusto niya ng 37,000. So, may budget naman yung company para ibigay yung salary na mas mataas pa sa 37,000. Okay ba na sabihin lang na ito yung dinademand ko dahil sa educational background ko? Kung hindi, paano ka mapapa-oo?
Ayun. Again, great, great idea to pitch in, Z. Hindi kasi enough yung gumraduate ako dito sa school na ito to prove your worth sa isang company. We were talking about this the other day rin, you know, and I'll say it again. If you're asking for a bigger amount, you have to prove dun sa hiring manager that you're worth it. So, ibig sabihin nun, kung ang role mo is going to be in sales, in marketing, in accounts management, you would say na, okay, you have to pay me 60,000 kasi I'm going to bring in clients. Like, I know people, di ba? Sa internship ko, I was already part of a huge company. So, dapat may proof ka na magpapasok ka ng pera dun sa kumpanya. Merong balik yung kumpanya. Dun sa ibibigay nilang sahod mo. So, yun yung isa sa mga pwede mong gawin. Another thing would be to just, prove your expertise.
Mm-mm.
Diba? i-showcase mo talaga na ito yung ano eh, meron ako, ito yung number ng certificates ko about that, number ng lisensya ko, ganyan ganyan. So hindi ako katulad ng ibang mga aplikante. In fact, I can do the work of two applicants. So yes, if you think about it, 37k times 2, 72,000 yun. Ako, you can pay me 60,000, pero I'll work twice as much dun sa isang regular na employee. So yung ganong klaseng tawaran, pwede yan. I had this story growing up, no. A son ng friend ng mom ko. Ganyan yung sitwasyon. So nag-margin siya sa interview. Sa actuarial yung work niya eh. Tapos sabi, you have to pay me 100,000. Tapos sabi, 100,000 masyadong mataas. Starting ka parang ang arrogante, di ba? Sabi niya lang, simple, I can prove it to you. So give me a few months if it doesn't work out. Eh, hindi. Eh, di ba sa actuarial?
Yes.
Ano yan eh? Stock management, data analysis.
Nakataas na yung kamay ko.
Yeah. Eh, literal na he'll be bringing in money, technically, no? Kung magaling talaga siya. Kasi it's all about handling ano eh, money and finances eh. O di, trial. Sige, trial term. O, eh, kaya niya. O di, nakuha niya yung position long term. So, yun yung thing eh. Mm-hmm. Na parang, it can only, ano ba, march in sa room, guns blazing. If you really know your worth and if you can prove your worth.
Yes. And I think meron kang experience sa negotiation din na na-prove mo na, oh, deserve ko tong mas malaking sound. I know hindi ganito yung pagkakasabi mo. Pero I deserve this salary kasi ginagawa ko yung trabaho ng isang buong team ata.
Oo.
So, yeah. Paano mo yun ginawa para dun sa mga listeners natin?
Hindi, sa akin, ano yun eh, sa yung pinag-usapan, yung binibring up mo na cases about salary negotiation, yes, as in part ka na ng company, nagpapatas ka ng sweldo. So, you could say something like, most of yung employees sa same level as me, they handle 70 to 100 contracts. Right now, I have 250 to 300. So basically, I'm doing the work for three people or more. So to pay me the same amount wouldn't be fair to me or to everyone else.
Yes. So again, kung ikaw yung nag-a-apply, may offer sa'yo, fresh grad ka, at kukunin ka na ng company, ang pwede mo rin gawin, mag-stay ka sa company, prove your worth, tsaka ka mag-demand ng higher salary.
Great, great suggestion, Z. Hindi ko naisip yan. Ganun ba ginama mo sa akin? medyo kasi nagsimula siya sa akin part-time, tapos in love siya sa team, like so nag full-time siya. Ngayon hindi na siya full-time employee, ano na siya, business partner na siya na ang COO ng company. So yeah, it's true, right? You have to prove your worth long term, makikita na parang okay, basically you're carrying weight ng kumpanya. So of course hindi lang kita babayaran ng salary. Equity ng
equity,
pinag-uusapan.
Yes. Kasi as a business owner, medyo preview lang sa mga employees naman, limited din kasi yung budget ng mga companies para bayaran yung mga tao. So, kailangan i-prove nyo muna yung worth nyo sa company. Tapos, aalatan naman kayo ng budget kung talagang kaya ng kumpanya. So, kung nakuha nyo yung vision ng company, no, gustong-gusto nyo talagang doon mag-work, go try nyo muna. Tsaka wala namang mawawala since experience pa rin naman. So, again, never stop learning. Malalagay nyo pa rin naman yan sa CV nyo, malalagay nyo sa resume, masasabi nyo rin sa interview nyo. So, again, kung gusto nyo, go.
Oo, yun lang. At tsaka again, in any situation naman may risk.
Yes.
Whether you decide to do this or not, may risk dyan. Sa akin, it all boils down this. At the end of the day, to ownership. Like, whatever you decide, just own your decision. Ang problema lang kasi dyan yung frustration ng lumilingon-lingon na parang, I should have done this. If I did this, ito ba sana yung nangyari? So, kung ano yung decision nyo, i-all in nyo na. And then, kung ayaw mo na dun, gawin mo rin yung magagawa mo to leave that situation or that position. So again, 37k or 60k?
Siyempre 60k.
Well, 60k.
Kung in-offeran ka na 60k.
Bakit naman hindi, di ba? Pero kung walang-wala na talaga, I guess that's the deal eh. Whether you're the type of person who would say yes to 37k, who would say no to 37k, or even hiring manager in this context, the idea is growth.
Mm.
Di ba? Na parang, okay, if I say yes to 37k, mag-grow pa rin ako. So I can deserve more. If I don't like yung 37k, mag-grow din ako so I can prove my worth. And yung hiring manager, I guess, could grow din in a way.
Character development.
Character development. A little bit lang. Hindi naman niya pinangalanan, no? Pero, again, something to think about lang. Kasi we all know that this type of thing would get people riled up. And yun nga, iba-iba kasi yung sitwasyon ng lahat. Mm-hmm. Although, I'll play his advocate muna by saying this. Sometimes, these things, if nakababad ka dun sa ganong sitwasyon, talagang ang incredulous nung sitwasyon na may tumanggi sa 37K. Sa tingin ko, ah. Like, ngayon na lang kasi may privilege na alam ko yung perspective na may ari ka ng kumpanya, alam ko yung perspective na na-offeran ka na mas mataas kaysa dun saan mo, or nahingi mo yung mas mataas kaysa sa sweldo mo. Kaya masasabi ko na, again, iba-iba yung sitwasyon. Tsaka may mga, kahit pa paano may mga kaibigan akong mayaman na, totoo yun. Walang maning-mani lang sa kanila yung 37K. As in, sabihin talaga nila sa'yo, pang car wash ko lang yan.
Yes.
So, alam ko yung feeling nun. Pero for, I guess, something to think about lang din. For everyone who is upset dun sa hiring manager, kasi that's the norm. Anytime you break the norm, meron talagang mga masasaktan or meron talagang mga magugulat or mahihirapan mag-adjust. So this conversation, itatabi mo natin for a later date. Hopefully in the future, we can revisit this na iba na, na may equity na pagdating sa sahod ng mga manggagawa dito sa Pilipinas. But again, whatever you do, little or big, towards dun sa same goal na yan. Diba? Pagtulong-tulungan na lang natin. Z, may masasabi ka pa to round it up?
Ang ganda na nang sinabi mo, coach.
Okay na tayo. Talagang kumuha talaga ako ng co-host para supportahan ako. No? Pero guys, if you enjoy having itong klase ng format na to ng show, please let us know. We have our Facebook page, Get Hired by Team Laika. Message us there, comment na lang. Let us know. Kung may takeaways din kayo, use the hashtag Get Hired. Hahanapin namin kayo sa Twitter, Facebook, and everywhere else. And yun, sana Zino, nadala ka ba? Babalik ka ba next time?
Oo naman. Kung gusto pa nila ako dito.
Okay. So pag-uusapan natin naman next time ulit kung ano pa yung bagong issue or bagong lumang issue or lumang bagong issue about career, growth, getting hired, at iba pa.
Okay. At meron na lang ako idadagdag since nasabi mo kanina yung sa legislation, etc. So as of now na nire-record namin to, pwede pa po kayong magparehistro sa pagboto. So, please, magpare-register na po kayo sa pinakamalapit na COMELEC.
Oo, COMELEC office. Totoo yan, magparehistro kayo so you can, kumbaga, smell yung mga magiging representative ninyo. Okay? Sa Senado, sa Kongreso, who will uphold yung pangangailangan ng mga manggagawa. Okay, so again, you're voting not just for the next few years ng Pilipinas, you're voting for the next generation. Alright? Okay, thanks for listening. And again, this is the Get Hired Podcast. If you want a more personal take on things then, medyo gusto nyo nung ganitong klaseng casual conversation, you may want to try and check out Trying Hard with Laika. It's my other podcast. Medyo personal doon, medyo malalim. And you can check that out, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere you get your podcast. And that's it muna for now. I hope you land your dream job soon, and we'll talk to you. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hi everyone, Andy here from True Logic. I hope you're enjoying this episode right now. And if you're interested in digital and everything that goes on online that can help you with your businesses or digital careers, have a listen to our podcast too. True Logic DX, the podcast edition, is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Powered by Podmachine. Check us out after.